This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hold their first face-to-face meeting Thursday, with the visiting U.S. president expected to deliver a stark warning to not imperil the fragile peace in Northern Ireland. The pair's meeting on Biden's first overseas tour as president is being billed by Downing Street as a chance for the old allies to help shape the post-pandemic world in areas from climate change to technology and trade. They will agree on a modern version of the 1941 charter signed by their history-making predecessors Winston Churchill and Franklin D. Roosevelt that determined the new world order after World War II. Biden touched down in England Wednesday night, announcing the United States is back as he outlined the need for global collaboration to rebuild after COVID-19 and to reset diplomatic ties after the Donald Trump era. The White House says he will announce a historic U.S. donation of $500 million COVID-19 vaccine doses for 92 poorer countries to, quote, supercharge the fight back against the global pandemic. After the G7 ends on Sunday, Biden will visit Queen Elizabeth and fly to Brussels for summits with the NATO Military Alliance on Monday and the European Union on Tuesday. He will finish in Geneva, where he will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday. The World Health Organization on Thursday urged Europeans to travel responsibly during the summer holiday season and warned the continent was by no means out of danger in the battle against COVID-19, despite a steady decline of infection rates in recent weeks. Over the last 2 months, new COVID-19 cases have declined, prompting 36 out of 53 countries in the region to start easing restrictions. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin.